gas bubbling up over an area of more than 1 square kilometer in the Baltic Sea near the Danish island of Bornholm. 3 huge leaks detected at both Nord Stream 1 and 2 is too much of a coincidence, according to European leaders and energy experts.
We see clearly that this is an act of sabotage, an act which likely means a further step of escalation of the situation in Ukraine.
Swedish seismologists say they recorded 2 explosions before the leaks were detected, one on Sunday night and one on Monday evening.
That's not an earthquake, that's very clear. And we also have quite a lot of data on blasts in the water in the area slightly closer to the Swedish coast when the Swedish Navy have training exercises and they blast off mines, for example, and they often let us know about the particulars of that. So the data from yesterday's blasts are very similar. There's no doubt that these are explosions occurring in the water.
Germany has not been receiving any gas from these pipelines for the last few weeks when Russia stopped supplies through Nord Stream 1. Nord Stream 2 never started operations. Germany decided to pull the plug just before Russia invaded Ukraine in February. The Nord Stream pipelines have been at the heart of an ongoing dispute on how dependent Europe and specifically Germany have become on Russian gas. Calls grew on Germany to stop buying Russian gas since the invasion of Ukraine. But it was Russia, not Germany, that has decided to completely pause the supply of Nord Stream 1 just a few weeks ago. But now they're seriously damaged. It's clear that no Russian gas will flow through these pipelines anytime soon. The leaks show once more how vulnerable Europe's energy supply is and how vulnerable the gas pipes are to attacks.
Technically speaking, this is not difficult. I mean, it just requires a boat. It requires some divers that know how to handle explosive devices. And then depending on the water depth, there may be some special diving equipment. Or you could do it with some of those modern underwater submarines.
With Ukraine blaming Russia for sabotaging the pipelines, others have been more careful in pointing the finger before more investigations. Stapfasen, Al Jazeera, in Lubmin on the Baltic coast.